Greetings this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning, just want to inspire you what true worship looks like. Jesus in John chapter 4 is talking to the woman at the well. And verse 23 says, "But the hour cometh and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." I know today when people think of worship, they think of worship bands, and they think of a lot of noise and all that. Is that really what Jesus meant when he says, "They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth, for God seeketh such to worship him"? Is that what God is really looking for? Well, there's an example in the Old Testament of, I've written in my Bible, worldly worship and true worship. And it's in the book of Daniel, chapter 3. It's a very familiar story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where Nebuchadnezzar set up this big image or this golden image, and he set it up and he called all the princes and all the rulers and just all the mighty men of his kingdom together to worship this golden image. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they refused to bow. And now the king is giving them a second chance. And just want you to notice in verse 15 of Daniel chapter 3, where the king says, "Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into a midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" So, you know, a lot of this worship here that we just read about in verse 15 is what's happening today in our world today. And it's creeping into conservative Anabaptist-type churches that this type of worship is taking place. All kinds of music, it says. Dulcimer and all kinds of music. Now I want you to notice what true worship looks like. Verse 16 through 18. "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of this thine hand, O king. Be it known... But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." You know, right there, that is true worship. A heart that is true to God. That is worshiping God in truth and in spirit. Right there, what those three men just, they stood their ground, they stood on the truth, and they worship God in spirit and truth. You know, and that's how it is in our life. As we go through life in a time of temptation, we turn away. We turn our eyes. You know, at that moment, that is worship. Worshiping our Creator because we love Him and we want Him to be glorified. We don't want to feed our flesh. We don't want to fulfill the lust of our flesh. When we turn our eyes away, that is worship. You know, in a time of temptation and we turn away from it. And so I want to encourage you this morning that God is seeking such to worship Him in truth and spirit. And worshiping is not with all kinds of music, but is our everyday living where God is Lord of our life and King of Kings and the Alpha and the Omega. And we serve Him every moment, every minute, every second of our life. That is true worship. So I just want to encourage you this morning to worship God in spirit and truth, for He seeketh such to worship Him. Then he goes on to say, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. That is true worship, what I just described. It's not with all kinds of music. It's not all that. It's our life of living in Christ Jesus. Christ who is our life. Christ who died for us. And we're living for him. That is true worship. Thank you for listening, and let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we bless you and we praise you and thank you, Father, that you seek such to worship you. You seek such to have fellowship with. You seek such to serve you. And Lord, we just cry out to you this morning that you would help us continually, daily, every moment of our life to worship you in spirit and truth. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you. If you need someone to talk to, my phone number is 260-466-4899. Lord, blessings to you.